Paul and his friends went by sea from Paphos to Perga in Pamphylia, where Mark left them to go back to Jerusalem.
Well, we're quite high up now. Look, you can see the port clearly.
Ah, and there's our ship going back to Cyprus. Will you miss it, Barnabas?
The island? Oh, no, not really. Though it is a beautiful place. They told me it was. Yeah, you know, I'm glad we went, and we did some good work. Mark, too. Pity he decided to go back home. You were right, after all.
I wasn't surprised. The ends of the earth.
Poor Mark. He tried hard.
It's not for everyone, this work. And he can be just as useful in Jerusalem.
Well, that's true enough. After all, our people always meet at his house. It's just that with Peter gone, I think he decided he'd like to...
To try the wandering life with us.
Well, it's more than that, I think. He really wanted to be a witness. And he will be, you'll see.
You're very loyal. And you really believe in him?
Well, he is my cousin. And yes, I do believe in him. Just give him time. I think he's going to do something important one day. Peter was telling me...
He worships Peter, doesn't he?
He admires you, too, enormously. You don't believe me? Well, you never know. One day you might find you need him.
Who, Mark? It's possible.
Oh, I know you two didn't exactly hit it off, but then you really didn't give him much of a chance.
I'm not a patient man, Barnabas. And where the Lord's work is concerned, I can only see one way to go. Ahead.
Well, you certainly don't mince your words. So where will it be to Paul? You know, I'm glad you decided to use your Roman name.
Yes, I thought it was right. After all, it's to the pagans that the Lord has sent me.
So, which way now? North, east, west?
North to Antioch.
Antioch, but...
Not that Antioch. Antioch in Pisidia.
And so it was that Paul and Barnabas came to Antioch in Pisidia. And on the Sabbath day, they went into the synagogue and sat down. After the lessons from the law and the prophets had been read, the presidents of the synagogue sent them a message. Brethren, if you would like to address some words of exhortation to the congregation, please do so. Paul stood up, held up a hand for silence, and began to speak.
Israelites, and you that fear God, listen. The God of our nation, Israel, chose our ancestors and made our people great when they were foreigners in Egypt. By divine power, he led them out, bore with them for about 40 years in the desert, gave them the land of Canaan as an inheritance. He gave them judges down to the prophet Samuel. They demanded a king, and God gave them Saul. And when he had removed him, he raised up David, of whom he said, I have selected David, a man after my own heart, who will carry out my whole purpose. Of this man's posterity, God, as he promised, has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus. Now before his coming, John had preached a baptism of repentance for the whole people of Israel. Before John ended his career, he said, I am not the one. That one is coming after me, and I am not fit to undo his sandal. Children of the race of Abraham, and all among you who fear God, this message of salvation is meant for you. Yes, for you. What the people of Jerusalem and their rulers did, though they did not realize it, was in fact to fulfill the prophecies read on every Sabbath. Though they found nothing to justify his death, they condemned him. and asked Pilate to have him executed. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and buried him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead. Yes, God raised him from the dead. And for many days he appeared to those who had accompanied him from Galilee to Jerusalem. And it is these same companions of his who are now his witnesses before our people. So we now bring you the good news that the promise God made to our ancestors, God has fulfilled to us, their children, by raising Jesus from the dead.
What you must understand, therefore, is that through him, forgiveness of your sins is proclaimed. Through him, everyone that believes is freed from everything from which you could not be freed by the law of Moses. So be careful, or what the prophets say will happen to you.
Cast your eyes around you, mockers. Be amazed and perish. For I am doing something in your own days that you would not believe if you were to be told of it.
Hey, you must come back next week.
Yes, preach to us again of this Jesus.
And I want to know more.
I want to go and talk to these men now.
Yes, let's go out the back way. We'll catch them there.
What a preacher.
I'd like to ask him about, you know, the time when...
As they left, they were asked to preach on the same theme the following Sabbath. When the meeting broke up, many Jews and others who feared God joined Paul and Barnabas, and in their talks with them, Paul and Barnabas urged them to remain faithful to the grace God had given them.
Barnabas, you awake?
What's that? Aren't you in bed yet?
My head's too full for sleep. I was just thinking that this is the first Roman colony we've brought the good news to.
Well, we seem to have made an impression. You really stirred them up in the synagogue.
Yes, there's a harvest to be gathered. And in a town like this, on the great trading routes, who knows how far the word of the Lord may spread.
The next Sabbath, almost the whole town assembled to hear the word of God.
Oh, here they are.
Let's get to the front. Hey, stop pushing you.
Isn't that your sister slave girl?
Oh, yes, and see over there. There's that pagan family we saw last week. Oh, yes.
I don't like the look of this crowd. It's not our usual Sabbath congregation.
I don't think we should encourage these creatures. Just look at all the pagans crowding.
You should start it to speak.
I can't see. Will you sit down, please?
Yes. Yes, and the message I bring is a message of salvation for all.
What do you mean by all?
Who are you talking to, Jews or pagans?
This is a synagogue, you know.
Please, we're here for all who worship God.
There are people here who worship the Roman Emperor.
Silence! Silence! You want to know? You want to know who we are talking to? Yes. Of course we know this is a synagogue and you are Jews. We had to proclaim the word of God to you first, but since you have rejected it, since you do not think yourselves worthy of eternal life, we must turn to the pagans. For this is what the Lord commanded us to do when he said, I have made you a light for the nations, so that my salvation may reach the ends of the earth.
What are you doing? What is this? Get out of here!
It made the pagans very happy to hear this, and the word of the Lord spread through the whole countryside. But the Jews worked upon some of the devout women of high standing and the leading men of the city, and persuaded them to turn against Paul and Barnabas and expel them from their territory.
Marketplace last Sabbath. Salvation for all, indeed.
And the rabbi said that these people are dangerous. They don't respect the emperor.
No. Remember what they were saying about Jesus, that he was a king and that he'd rule the whole world.
Oh, look, there's your husband coming back.
Oh, yes, and the others are with him. Well?
Well, that's that. They've gone.
We just told them we didn't want their kind around. Not persona grata.
And we couldn't ask the magistrates to do anything. They'd have asked if these men had broken the law. You know these Romans.
Yes, give you no satisfaction. Well, we have our own methods.
Yes, and they work.
Well, it does seem a pity.
Yes, after we talked to them that first time... Well, I felt like a new woman.
Yes, like I said, being born again with, what was it, water and the Holy Spirit. I wonder what that Holy Spirit does.
But Paul and Barnabas shook the dust from their feet and went off to Iconium.
Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off and leave it with you.
You know, Paul, sometimes I have the feeling that you must have been there, been with him. You know so many of the things he said.
No, Barnabas. It's quite the other way round. You see, he is with me. It's as if I'm living, yes, but it's not me that's living, but Christ living in me.
At Iconium, Paul and Barnabas went to the Jewish synagogue, as they had at Antioch. And they spoke so effectively that a great many Jews and Greeks became believers. Accordingly, Paul and Barnabas stayed on for some time, preaching fearlessly for the Lord. And the Lord supported all they said about his gift of grace, allowing signs and wonders to be performed by them. Some of the Jews, however, refused to believe, and they poisoned the minds of the pagans against them. The people in the city were divided. Some supported the Jews, others the apostles. But eventually, with the connivance of the authorities, a move was made by pagans as well as Jews to make attacks on them and to stone them.
Why should we? I'm not going to wait to be challenged. We're no Roman colony. We're no democracy. Oh, look,
they're coming.
You know, I think we should leave this place, Paul. I heard them talking in the tavern last night.
Who do you think you are?
Oh, look out, Paul.
Oh. This lot's out for our blood. Time we moved on. Come on.
So the apostles went off for safety to Lycaonia, where they preached the good news in the towns of Lystra and Derbe and in the surrounding country.
There. That's catching nicely.
Ooh, that's good. I was beginning to really get chilled.
Lucky we found this cave before it got too dark.
Yeah, I wouldn't like spending a night in the open in this godforsaken countryside. I've never seen anything so wild.
It's pretty barren, isn't it? I'd say water's a problem, too. The soil's so salty.
Holy Moses!
I don't think that Moses would be much help. I doubt if he ever saw a wolf.
No, he didn't have to cross the Taurus Mountains.
Don't worry, brother. The fire'll keep them at a distance. Let's try and sleep now. We want to get going as soon as it's light. Lystra shouldn't be far off now.
Good. Let's hope the people are friendlier than the last lot. And another thing.
What's that?
I wouldn't mind a square meal. Roots are all right now and then.
You'd like some manna? Shall I call on Moses, then?
What was it they said John used to eat in the desert?
John the Baptist? Locusts and wild honey.
Well, I don't know about locusts, but we'd be lucky to find bees on these heights. Oh, well. The Lord will provide, I suppose.
He always has so far. Remember that night we spent under the fig tree in Cyprus?
And we were covered with purple dye in the morning from lying on the fruit. Well, no chance of figs in this wilderness. Paul, wake up.
I slept really deeply.
I had all kinds of dreams. They were stoning us, and the wolves were coming, and Moses was standing there laughing, and then the bells began to ring.
Well, as long as it's not bells in your head. Come on, let's get moving. Look, there's the shepherd over there. We can't be too far from the town, then.
Is that a stream I see over there?
Water. The Lord has provided.
It's like an oasis in the desert, so green after what we've seen these last few weeks. What's that building with the columns? Seems to be right outside the town. Some kind of pagan temple, I suppose. Who knows what kind of gods these people worship out here in the middle of nowhere. Right, well, come on, Paul. We'll soon find out. On to Lystra.
You have been listening to the 11th episode of our radio drama, To the Ends of the Earth. Taking part in this episode were Richard Buckingham, David Horton, Anna Mazzotti, Robert Mickens, Clive Rich, and Veronica Wells. The sound engineer was Luciano D'Andrea. The programme was written by Jill Bevilacqua and produced by Sean Patrick Lovett in the studios of Vatican Radio in Rome.